The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Irene left her mark on the East Coast, and now the cleanup begins. First to feel her wrath on the U.S. East Coast was North Carolina. How did those folks fare? According to Fox News Radio's Eben Brown, the big problem there...
Power is really the big thing. And the local power company just told me that out of the 450,000 people on the coast that lost power, about less than 100,000 are still in the dark. They should have those back up mostly by the end of today. For sure, everyone by the end of tomorrow.
That was Brown speaking with Chip at Cogo in San Diego. Brown also reports spotty damage to homes and businesses. In New York.
So, actually, you know, there's been a little bit of a divine intervention here. Less damage wasn't as severe as everybody was bracing for.
Yeah, we really took, we really lucked out on this one with the storm being downgraded to a tropical storm.
Former Director of Security and Intelligence Operations for the New York City Office of Emergency Management, Sal LaFreri, speaking with Charlie at WoWo in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Emergency evacuations taking place all over the metropolitan New York area. And in the Big Apple, Mayor Bloomberg announcing mandatory evacuations for people in low-lying areas.
You got to prepare when you're in charge of people's lives. You really can't take that stuff for granted. So even though it might cost us some money and time and effort, I think he did the right thing. He had to make some decisions. And, as we did too, we evacuated people who now call us this morning and say, our home is still standing. Why did we evacuate? It might not have been. And so I think he did the right thing.
Supervisor of the town of North Hempstead, which is on Long Island, John Kamen, speaking with April and Stefan at KOA in Denver. So now as the cleanup begins, people want to do their part to aid in the relief. And according to Steve Bayer, who's a spokesperson for the American Red Cross, who's also on the ground in Long Island.
But the best help that we can get at this point is a donation to the American Red Cross by either texting 90999-RED-CROSS, going to our website, which is www.redcross.org, or even calling 1-8-RED-CROSS.
That was Bear speaking with Sergio at KURV in McAllen, Texas. Again, the number Bear mentioned, if you want to donate, 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.